The magic in you is like gold, he said. You've learned to shape it in one way, but there are others. I imagine you'll discover them with time and experimentation. The magic in me is more like iron. It can be shaped and used in similar ways, but its fundamental properties and uses are very different. And I, unlike you, have learned many ways to shape it. Now do you understand? I did. Date's holes, or portals, or whatever he called them, were like my doorways. He created them at will, perhaps using his own method to invoke them as I used painting. But while his magic opened a dark, cold space, devoid of everything, my magic opened the way to existing spaces, or created new spaces out of nothingness. While I mulled this, I found myself rubbing my eyes with my free hand. They ached, though not as badly as on the previous occasions I'd used my magic. I suppose I hadn't overdone it this time. And your eyes, Date said. I stopped rubbing them, annoyed. He missed nothing. That's even more unique. You saw Cerimon's blood sigil. Can you see other magic? I considered lying, but in spite of myself, I was intrigued. Yes, I said. Any magic. He seemed to consider this. Can you see me? No, you don't have any god words, or you're masking them. What? I gestured vaguely with my hands, which gave me an excuse to pull away from him. With most scriveners, I see god words written on their skin, glowing. I can't see the skin, but I can see the words, wrapped around their arms and so on. Fascinating. Most scriveners do that, you know. When they've mastered a new sigil or word script, it's tradition. They write the sigils on their skin to symbolize their comprehension. The ink washes off, but I suppose there's a magical residue. You don't see it? No, Lady Ori. Your eyes are quite unique. I have nothing that compares. Although, all at once, Date became visible to me. I was too distracted by his looks at first to realize the significance of what I saw. I couldn't help it, because he was not Amon. Or at least, not completely. Not with hair so straight and limp that it cupped his skull as if painted on. He wore it short, probably because the priest's fashion of long hair worn in a queue would look ridiculous on him. His skin was paler than Madding's, but there were other things about him that hinted at a less than pure Amon heritage. He was shorter than me, and his eyes were as dark as polished darwood. Those eyes would have been more at home among my people or one of the High North races. How, in all the gods' names, had an Aramari, proudest member of the Amon race and notorious for their scorn of anyone not pure Amon, contrived to marry a non-Amon rebel scrivener? But as my shock at this realization faded, a more important one finally struck me. I could see him. Him, that was. And not the markings of his scrivener power. In fact, I saw no god words on him at all. He was simply visible, all over, like a godling. But the lights hated godlings. What the hells are you? I whispered. So you can see me, he said. I'd wondered. I suppose it works only when I use magic, though. When you... He pointed above us, off toward a corner of the room. I followed his finger, confused, but saw nothing. Wait. I blinked, squinted, as if that would help. There was something else etched against the dark of my vision. Something small, no bigger than a 10-mary coin or Cerimon's blood sigil. It hovered, glimmering with an impossible black radiance that shimmered faintly. That was the only way I'd been able to sift it from the darkness that I usually saw. It looked just like... I swallowed. It was. A tiny, almost unnoticeable version of the same holes that had attacked us at Madding's house. I can enlarge it at will, he said, when I finally spotted it. I often use portals at this size for surveillance. I understood then why he'd compared me to gold and himself to iron. My magic was prettier, but his made a better weapon.